Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. And market analyst Tom Lefther joins us when we come back in just a moment.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefther joins us now from Lefther Commodities. And Tom, we'll take a look at our livestock futures and our cattle futures. Another nice day yesterday, higher across the board. But those hogs continue to struggle. They were lower again yesterday.
Yes, our hog complex continues to struggle with technicals and fundamentals both weighing on that market. April yesterday made the second straight session of a new contract low. Now, also for the second straight session, we saw yesterday the cattle complex close with positive upside and triple-digit gains on technical and fund buying. It was also another session that lacked any fresh news to influence price direction, and there still has been no cash cattle trade in our feed yards. Box beef was down 19 cents yesterday on the choice. Selects were up 32, total movement of 122 loads. The daily cattle kill estimated 103,000 head. Cash feeder index was down a penny. And this afternoon at 2 o'clock is the monthly cattle and feed report. They are looking at the trade's average estimate on feed as of March 1, 99.5% of a year ago. The February placements, 92.7%, and Feb marketing's at 97.3%. On the close yesterday, April live cattle were $1.42 higher. May feeders up $2.25. April lean hogs down $2.57.
And we'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures from yesterday, for the most part, lower across the board, except for Chicago wheat, the first couple of months were higher yesterday.
That pretty much sums up what happened yesterday, as we saw early session upside in all of the markets there. The grains and the soy complex was unable to hold them when we went into the close, with, as Dave said, only Chicago wheat having any positiveness. Now, the corn and the soybeans this week have seen their lowest trade since back in mid-October, and trading overnight has been on the mixed side, but we are currently trading positive with May Casey wheat up 7.25 now, May corn's up 2, May soybeans 4 cents higher, May cotton is down 17 points, May crude oil trading 27 cents lower, the June dollar index is down 61 cents, and June Dow Jones futures 127 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. We'll visit with you on Monday. Have a great weekend. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefther, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.